Welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Jason Miles, who is the Chief Executive of Quadrise PLC. A very warm welcome to you, Jason.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thanks very much for the introduction. It's great to be back.
Great to have you on. And we are going to be talking a bit about your interim results now. But beforehand, let's talk about this shift to decarbonisation that you've mentioned in the results statement.
Yeah, the highlights are pretty much as we stated. There's a lot going on. The first thing being the change of the company name with a core focus on energy decarbonisation. And in terms of what that really means, really our technology enables oil and water fuels and sustainable biofuels to be mixed together safely to provide a synthetic alternative that really burns more efficiently, providing less emissions and provide... Being more efficient, especially in diesel engines, means that fewer CO2 emissions are emitted through a range of different solutions that we offer, whether we're using conventional fuels or sustainable biofuels. We're offering a synthetic fuel that can be used in existing infrastructure, and really the interims behind are really around what we're doing there in the various different projects. Obviously, the pace of decarbonisation is increasing in the various sectors in which we're operating. So where we are is, we're offering a flexible platform to really offer solutions to a wide range of applications, from marine to power to industrial sectors and even upstream in one of the projects we're working on. So I guess the recently announced sort of simplification of the name and the revised ticker is really positioning ourselves as Quadrise, as a decarbonisation enabling solution, and this is an important statement of intent for the company going forward during the next decade.
Understood, Jason. So is it decarbonisation of shipping particularly that's going to be your focus?
Well, the shipping sector itself is responsible for around 3% of global emissions, and it transports, shipping sector transports about 90% of world commerce, so it's extremely important. We're working with one of the larger clients, one of the largest operators in that industry is a company called MSC Ship Management, who look after the container shipping division. And really, they themselves and others are really facing a regulatory environment which is rapidly changing. There's increasing pressures led by especially Europe to incentivize marine operators to decarbonize. And trial lower carbon and net zero solutions for the future. And it's expected fully that the International Maritime Organization as well will follow suit, and they'll accelerate their current pace of specified reduction in emissions as well. So overall, where we would like to be is making sure our fuels are ready for commercial use. And that's why with MSC Ship Management, we're planning trials of MSAR and bio-MSAR on a vessel, which is a 50,000-ton container vessel called the MSC Leandra, installed with a very large two-stroke Wärtsilä engine on board. And that will be running in commercial service when it operates on our vessel. Previously, we've tested that vessel before with Maersk, and Wärtsilä in the past. Where we are with Wärtsilä is that we've done some initial testing, which was reported earlier in the year. But as part of that endorsement process, which we're not through yet, the next stage is a risk assessment and a hazard operability study. And that's a necessary precursor that we did before with MSAR as well, prior to any operation on board the vessel. So this coming quarter, that's the next step that we're proceeding with. At the vessel itself, in that time, is heading to dry dock in readiness for the trial that we're planning to commence the trial itself in the second half of the year, and lining up fuel suppliers to be involved in that process.
So, Jason, you do obviously have projects beyond your work in shipping with MSC. So how are they progressing?
We do. So in Morocco, we had a few logistical challenges really beset by customs over there, which delayed us a little bit. But now everything is on site, fuel, or both sets of fuel, both MSAR and bio-MSAR on site. All of our equipment is there. The equipment's all prepared and ready to commence the trial. And really where we are at the moment with that is in the process of exact scheduling discussions with the client, because the trial itself needs to happen at the same time as the production of their product in that particular facility. And it runs on a campaign basis, so we have to fit in with their program. But the current plan is that we expect the trial to commence in April And then obviously as results are available and approved with the client, then we'll obviously release those in due course. So our team are very much ready to be deployed in April. So we're really looking forward to getting that one, that trial underway, which is really the precursor to then commencing commercial discussions for fuel supply. We have another project in Utah, which is an upstream project, where we are in commercial discussions for supply, the first supply of a license in the unit with a company called Valcor. And they are really looking to produce MSAR and bio-MSAR from an ultra low sulfur, heavy crude oil, with the advantage being that they can sell that product as a low sulfur marine fuel as opposed to a crude oil, and get a premium for that product. The interesting part from our perspective is that the extraction of that heavy sweet crude oil is also done in a very low carbon beneficiary way, which means that the CO2 emissions from that particular product will be a lot lower than conventional fuels. So it's it's a very exciting project for us with an interesting future, and really sort of driven also and accelerated now with the recent Inflation Reduction Act that's been brought into force by the US government as well, which is really promoting low carbon projects such as this. We really expect that project to accelerate this year, but obviously subject to agreements being signed. And then elsewhere in the Americas, we've signed a letter of intent with a power producer in Central America at one of their power plants. And we expect a test agreement to be finalized this coming quarter, ahead of the trial. And that will then advance the commercial supply discussions as well at the same time.
Now, you are obviously exposed to the worlds of biofuels and biodiesel, etc. So how do you see demand and prices for those moving forward?
Yeah, it's a good question, Tom. Last year what we saw is we observed much higher prices of biofuels, which resulted in reduced demand in certain sectors, especially in marine, where there's no regulatory requirement yet to really deploy the fuels. But really, those regulations are changing quite rapidly, and the implementation of the new regulations, especially in Europe, is expected to increase the use of biofuels as early as 2024. Obviously our activities this year are extremely important to make sure we're ready for that accelerated demand. Shipping is now included in the EU ETS regulations and the Fit for 55 regulations as well, which are being brought in. And they're expected to really accelerate the number of vessels that are using the fuel in the EU, near 300 nautical miles near of the EU waters. And additionally, subsidies are still available for certain types of renewable biofuels, such as the glycerin that we're planning to use for the bio-MSAR production, which again enhances the attractiveness in the interim phase as we're bringing bio-MSAR through to commercial supply in the future. So, overall, there's quite a big interest in decarbonisation initiatives, a key driver, especially in the marine sector, is now the number of customers which are forcing or encouraging, shall we say, the operators, shipping operators, to provide low carbon transport solutions. And that's really driving, as well as the regulations, that's really driving the increased interest in use of biofuel solutions, especially, and lower sort of carbon reductive technologies in the sector, both of which we apply.
So Jason, beyond those more regular biofuels, you did mention last time you were on that you're actually developing an entirely net zero biofuel. How's progress on that?
Last time we spoke, we were initiating the process we've challenged our RDI team to come up with a net zero solution, fuel solution or solutions by 2030. We're quite far along in that program, alongside some of the work that we're doing with Vitoro, who are basically offering the supply of basically crude sugar oil, which comes from a renewable biomass. That's quite an abundant form of fuel, of which we're already testing actually an engine at the moment in Aquafuel. So, that particular product is working extremely well. And we've got a number of other similar initiatives with other suppliers who offer renewable, sustainable biofuels, which we're blending in with our technology, which seem to, again, offer a pathway and an increased sort of commercial application at an earlier phase at scale for some of these particular sources. So it's a very interesting time, and you know, we're certainly well along the way, being 2023, to offering a sort of net zero solution well in advance of 2030. Obviously, we will have to go through the same testing process as we did with BioMSAR, but we've got that testing procedure and development plan pretty much well set now. So we think that we're in good shape.
And just finally, Jason, it was mentioned in the interims that you need some money to fund all of these projects. So can we expect a fundraise from you imminently?
Well, I think as Andy, our chairman, Andy Morrison, mentioned in the interims, we ended 2022 with about 2.6 million pounds in the bank. And as we look forward during the next 12 months, this cash balance is unlikely to cover our operating plans if everything develops as we expect. So as directors, clearly we have a fiduciary duty to acknowledge, you know, the material uncertainty of the company as a going concern. And that's just natural for a company at our stage of development. So, you know, we're certainly confident that additional funding can be secured. And we, you know, obviously, as we plan to pass certain project milestones this year. So, the timing is really up to us to decide in the future. And we have sufficient cash for now to proceed with what we're doing.
All right. Well, we'll be keeping a close eye out, Jason. But until the next time we get an update from you, thank you very much for your time and good luck.
Thanks very much, Tom.